child has been given, King of our freedom, and sing for the light has come. This is Christmas. stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, my God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, is coming on the clouds, and kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? He's coming. He's coming on the clouds. And kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow.
Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. fights the devil for us, and I feel like he's doing that right now. Like the Lion of Judah that's roaring the devil away from the areas that he's really troubling us. And I think we need to stand in that freedom this morning, yeah? We'll sing this chorus again, that our God is a lion. He's a roaring lion, and he's roaring the devil away from the areas that he's troubling you in, okay? That you're going to find this newfound freedom in this area, that you're able to stand because of his grace, yeah? So let's just invite him in, okay? Open up the gates of your hearts. Let him come. He's the Prince of Peace, okay? He's the Prince of Peace.
Our God is alive. The Lion of Judah, he's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Jesus, the mighty Lion of Judah, is with us. Whatever your battle is this morning, would you give it to him? Yeah. Whatever wall that is before you, whatever battle is before you, he is so much greater than that. 1 Peter 5:6 says, cast all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Wow. Yeah. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Will you do that this morning? Yeah. Whatever your battle is, our God is greater. Yeah. Our God is more powerful. He's bigger. He's stronger. He can deal with it. All right? Will you do that this morning?
Yes.
Yeah? Just do a prophetic action. Just empty your hands, put them up to the Lord and say, Lord, I give you everything, Lord. These problems, these difficulties that seem impossible for man, but what is impossible with man is possible with God. Hallelujah. Get hold of this time of grace this morning. Bring to mind what you are anxious about. And say, Lord, it seems impossible, but with faith, all things are possible. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Lord Jesus, you are the great Lion of Judah. Who can stand before you, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we place these burdens, we place these problems, we place these mountains, we place these obstacles and difficulties before your throne of grace, Lord. Oh, Lord, we declare and we want to focus and magnify you, Lord. And we look at your greatness, Lord. Who can stand against you? Who can compare to you? Ooh. Oh, Lord, nothing, Lord, nothing. Lord, would you come by your powerful spirit, Lord? Come by your powerful spirit. Bring deliverance, Lord. Bring deliverance, Lord. Oh, Lord, bring deliverance. Lord, come. You know what's in each one's heart, Lord. Would you break through, Lord? May your peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Devil is roaring like a lion. He is just like a lion. He's not the lion. Our lion is Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. This is for a specific group of people. I believe today is your day, and then God wants to touch your heart this morning. It's for all, everybody, under 25. Okay? Teens, especially. And you may feel, I can't relate with what's happening here. You know, this is for the older folks. Maybe one day I'll catch up with religion. And God wants you to know that this is the best time of your life to get to know him and begin a close walk with Jesus. Because these battles that we're talking about, you can't fight on your own. Trust me, it's a losing battle. Self-control, power of positive thinking, None of that is going to help you, my friends. None of that. His power is made perfect in our weakness. When we are weak, then He is strong. For greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And when you know that as your history with God and your story with God, you are going to begin to see great moves of God in your life. And I'm going to put people on the spot right now. But if you are under 25 and you do know this walk with Jesus, can you very quickly turn the wheels in your head and share a story in 1 minute of how God came through for you? So it will be an encouragement to all 25 and under and over 25. Okay? I believe today is your day. I've never done this before and I don't know why I'm doing it, but I believe God is in it. So under 25s, if you've got testimonies of how God came through for you, very quickly, if you can stand. Okay, I'll extend it under 30. And if you've got stories of when you were much younger, okay? I can tell you loads because I became a Christ follower when I was 7 years old and I could write a book. But you don't need to hear from me who is 52. You need to hear from people your age.
To reconcile us and
What amazing love, what a peace is mine, just to know that Jesus reigns. For eternity, He will ever live, deeper still into your grace, deeper still.